Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. Getting into this very special bonus episode, like I said, not going to have the normal kind of format. We actually just recorded this yesterday, so it was really important to me to be able to go and get this episode out as soon as possible. So I definitely want to thank George for being able to take time out of his schedule, be able to sit down, we kind of catch up a little bit, have some fun, and just sort of crank out an episode. So we did this because Cosplay Productions, it's a local Shadowcast theater group. They're pulling on, they're putting on a show of Rocky Horror Picture Show towards the end of this month. And like I said, I wanted to kind of give you guys enough time to be able to listen to the episode, kind of get excited for it. If you've seen Rocky Horror Picture Show as far as a movie, I'm telling you, going to see it as a shadow cast is something very special. So, make sure that you guys go out, check this out, check this episode out. If you want to be able to go and support our local theaters, it helps by going to see it. So that show is going to be, I believe, the 23rd of this month down over at Area 51. We kind of get into it. But yeah, like I said, I definitely want to make sure that if you guys are local, to be able to go and check this out. And if you guys aren't local, I would still recommend just sort of looking around, seeing if you guys can find, maybe some other cosplay theater groups by you. I know that we're not the only place that does this. So, it's really, really cool to be able to support not only local theater, but also cosplayers in their, in their endeavors and goals as well. I do want to say that towards the end of the recording, the laptop did kind of cut out because I completely forgot to go and bring the power cord. So as soon as George, he kind of starts talking about one of his other KJ gigs that he does during the week, he kind of only gets as far as saying what night it's on and then the address, and then it kind of cuts out. We were already pretty much wrapping up anyway, but yeah, it does sort of have an abrupt end, so I definitely want to make sure that everyone checks that out, and yeah, like I said, let's just have some fun. So again, thank you, George, for being able to go and do this episode. It means a lot to me. So yeah, let's get into this episode with George Alcoser of Cosplay Productions.
Say, do one of you guys know how to Madison?
Let's get out of here.
For God's sake, keep a grip on yourself, Janet.
But it seems so unhealthy here.
It's just a party, Janet.
Well, I want to go.
Well, we can't go anywhere till I get to a phone.
Well, then ask the butler or someone.
Just a moment, Janet. We don't want to interfere with their celebrations.
This isn't the Junior Chamber of Commerce, Brad.
They're probably foreigners with ways different than our own. They may do some more folk dancing.
Look, I'm cold, I'm wet, and I'm just plain scared.
I'm here. There's nothing to worry about.
How'd you do, I? See, you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
Was almost like every 17th word was an F-bomb or something. Really? And I got so tired of like, okay, let me bleep, let me cut that one out, and let me cut this one up, to the point where it was an hour and a half episode that in the edit, it went down to like 50 minutes. And I just went,
God.
No.
And how did that one do? How did that episode do?
No, that's when I just like,
before
I actually hit the, because it was like 4:30 in the morning, and I'm going like, I had the edited one all the way done, and I was getting ready to go and upload it to the website, and I went, you know what, forget that. I went and I put up just a raw one up over there, and nice.
Well, I was wondering, how did the reaction go? Like, basically, did it have less downloads? Did it any backlash from it?
I mean, it was it affected business? It was still when I was still, like, working up to a lot of different things. So, yeah. Like, the downloads and whatnot, it was still pretty consistent.
Yeah.
But it definitely shocked a few people that were like, whoa!
Yeah, I won't be dropping F-bombs every 17th word. I would just, figure if just here and there if it happened.
Oh, but yeah, like
everybody who knows me knows I'm very profane.
See, since then, everyone's just like, we don't care anymore. Yeah.
Including my own kids, by the way. So, hey, kiddos, I'm going to be, guys, we're going to get started here in a minute. So, whatever you hear, just... If it sounds funny or crazy or excessive, extreme, don't react to it. Just know that we're recording a podcast.
If they laugh, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys laugh, sure. Yeah. I'm just saying if we get excited or if things get, extreme or loud or whatever, shouting happens, just know that's a work, okay?
Right.
It's just a work. We're sure.
There you go.
You gonna listen to him? Okay.
Maybe.
I'm gonna open these blinds so that I can see you guys. We're just gonna be knocking each other. That works for me. Is that sun gonna hit you at all?
Oh,
or
no, okay. Not even close. So yeah.
You need a tan, dude, so I figured I'd get you some sun.
You know, see, there you go. Someone else noticed, all right? Getting a little light inside these days, Just gotta go and spice things up, but yeah. Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. This one, I have a feeling, is actually going to be a really great bonus episode too, because earlier this week during the previous pre-record, I let you all know that I was going to be spending some time with George Alcocer to be able to kind of go and not only go and promote the next show that's going to be going on, but honestly, George and I, we haven't gotten a really good time to hang out in such a long time, so it's something where last night we were actually getting ready to go. Like, the plan was to do the episode last night from when we recorded this, and it was like, okay, I had already gotten off work, I was already tired. George was like, you know what, go home and get some rest. We still wound up talking for like an hour.
Jesus Christ. So true. Hey, man, why don't you just go ahead and go home and get some sleep, brother? We'll go ahead and do this when you're nice and refreshed. Oh, hey, by the way, let's talk for another fucking hour and a half.
Yup.
Catching up, shooting the shit.
Right. Trust me, it's no different than any other time when I'm... Like, my wife has now learned at this point, there's usually, like, a half an hour before every recording, then there's the recording, and then there's the hour afterwards, so there always needs to be, like, a four-hour gap as far as, like, beginning, and then the real start to the episode, and then finally when I do the text of, like, I'm coming home. So, yeah, but
so true.
I'm just so glad that we were able to reconnect. So, like I said, guys, I'm super happy to go and be sitting down again with my buddy, George Alcocer.
Hello!
Oh, my God.
Goodness, what a hell of an intro. Nice. I love you for that.
Dude, like I said, it's like there's, I love pretty much like everyone that's ever been on the podcast. And, I don't really have that many bad memories, but there's certain people that when I think about them, like certain things stick out. Like I remember last time I was over here, I geeked out on how much wrestling stuff you had downstairs. So I'm sitting there going like, oh my God, you're into wrestling, and I'm just,
I am a fan.
And trust me, of recent, like of the last couple months, we're not going to be getting into wrestling talk, but
yes, this is not a wrestling podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry,
but it could be
one day.
But yeah, like I said, like there's so many people that as soon as I get around them, it's just nothing but smiles and just good times. So yeah, it's like there's times when I'm sorry when people come on, I need to blow you up because it's like, yeah, I don't get the chance to talk all the time. So, dude, thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, good sir.
Right.
So, hey, things have really changed. God, it was over a year since I've done an episode with you, right?
Yeah, it's...
Over a year?
God, I can't remember the exact month, but I remember it was right before Rejects was coming out.
That's right.
So it was something like we'd gotten on to be able to go and kind of talk about that. And that was still when you were kind of just fresh with that last Beast cosplay.
That is true. Wow, that's come a long way. Holy shit. You know, I feel like a lot's changed for both of us. I mean, you are, like we mentioned before, not so local anymore. You are just growing by the minute. More and more people are learning about Stefan Watson and the Crackbrain podcast. Not to mention he has fucking staff now, because that's how big you're getting. I mean, don't get me wrong, too. Things have lots grown for me, too. I mean, a good 3 or 4 more people have heard about me since then. So, you know, that I got that going on for me. Me and my one fan, you know, that's it's really not too bad.
I'm going to throw a K on every number that you say. So every time you sit there like, oh, yeah, you know, it's like just 3 or 4. I'm just going to sit there 3K, 4K. Oh, goodness,
I wish.
I'm going to make it happen.
Well, I guess that's why I'm here, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, you have great. I love that things have expanded for you. Your staff, you know, you've got Carly. I've known Carly before she went and joined you. She's a sweetheart, by the way. I know she's going to hear this. I love you, dear.
Right. I don't even know if any of my staff, like, if any of my team listen to the
podcast. You know what? That's fair, because it's like, come on, dude. I do this work for your goddamn podcast. I'm supposed to listen to the damn episodes, too.
Legitimately. So, you know, it's like, I think I'm one of the only ones on our team that actually watches or listens or sees what everyone is doing. But yeah, now it's to the point where anytime I have like them on or whatnot, I always have to tell them like, hey, you guys are actually going to listen to the episode, or
that's true,
you know, or whatnot. Like, it's interesting.
You know what, though? I'll be seeing her tomorrow over the Pop Culture Con.
Yes!
And I'm bringing my kids. Let's put a quick plug for that. Pop Culture Con, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow. Well, maybe today, depending on when you air this episode.
It's like this,
But Saturday, June 9th. Let's put it that way. Saturday, June 9th in Pleasant Grove, Pop Culture Con. Dress up and come see Stefan Watson. Not to mention myself. Not to mention Carly, the sweetheart I was just putting over. You know, right. I'll tell you a quick story about her real quick. Just what really plays to her character. This is something you're not too unfamiliar with, but if anybody who knows me personally, knows in my personal life, know that I work in a really, really shitty part of Salt Lake City. Yeah, right next to that drug motel. I'm dealing with a lot of crime all the time on a daily basis, but I won't get into that. But long story short, there was one day, you know, the cops followed a guy into our parking lot, had to draw their guns. I happen to be outside and, you know, in the bathroom, and I get a text from my boss saying, hey, George, don't come out of the bathroom. The cops have a guy here, and they have their guns drawn. Oh, shit. Well, I guess I'm stuck in the bathroom for a few minutes. No big deal. But what a sweetheart she is. She went out of her way. She private messaged me just to see if I was okay. That just plays to her character. That just goes to show what kind of tremendous staff this awesome guy has on the Cracked Brain podcast. And that's why you guys are awesome.
Yeah, like I said, it's like I have everyone for reasons. You know, Candace, she's an amazing artist, you know, but she's able to go and kind of help keep me in check. Tyler, you know, it took us forever to sit there and try to figure out, like, what is Tyler going to do? And as soon as I suggested, like, dude, do a podcast, all of a sudden he ran with it. Brandon is such a force of nature, especially now. Like, he's got this laser focus in everything that he does. And, like, it's actually kind of interesting where he heads all of our YouTube content, and nice. All the time he'll throw in like a slight jab at, you know, at me of like making sure you're watching, because I know you're going to talk to me after this. So like, especially right now he's playing horror games, and I am a coward when it comes to horror games. So it's like sitting there watching that is and you know, and then Carly, like I said, it's like I brought her on as a writer, but she's also more of like a kind of like a moral compass for all of us, you know, and kind of like are also in our in-team cheerleader. So when we're all sitting there like, okay, we're all trying to go through, usually it's Carly that's sending us memes or, you know, right, all this kind of like, oh, get it! Or like she'll send us like a video of her and her bird, and I'm just like, oh my god, okay, I kind of needed that. So
nice.
Yeah, it's like I absolutely love everyone. Carly is, I'm telling you all right now, if you need someone to help, like, be a cheerleader in your corner, reach out to Carly.
Right on. And you know what? We're gonna see them tomorrow, and we could tell them, hey, listen to the podcast. We're sitting here jerking you guys off for a couple minutes.
Yup.
That's all the more reason to freaking listen to it.
Yup.
So, but anyway, hey, why we're here? Oh shit, I forgot I was on a podcast. Anyway,
it's my bad. How comfortable people are when they show up in front of the microphone.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, gosh, me and Stefan, as we sit here talking, we're both sitting in our underwear. Gosh, you guys have no idea.
Look, all right, I happen to go and like the leopard print that you're dealing with right now, but I'm going to stick with my Captain America underoos.
You was, gosh. You're too mainstream.
So, but yeah, I mean, like I said, one of the things that I really wanted to make sure that I got you on about was about the newest production that Cosplay Productions is going. So I really wanted to be able to make sure that you had the platform to talk about that. So, you know, let people awesome. Know what's going on, man.
I really appreciate that, man. So, yeah, so anybody who doesn't know, I'm sure there's plenty of you who don't. I guess that's why I'm here. I work with Cosplay Productions. We're an awesome local theater group. We do Shadowcast performances of some really cool shows. Right now, we are working on Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is happening, gosh, in just a couple of weeks, it looks like. June 23rd, anybody who knows Area 51, it's happening there. I'll give you a quick address real quick. 451 South, 400 West in Salt Lake City. It's over in downtown Salt Lake. That place is really awesome. It's been such a great venue for us to do this. Not to mention, it's an all-ages performance. I don't know if you know how that works, you know, because it's a club, but we just do it before they open.
See, there you go. Well, like,
that's kind of how they get around it.
Right. And, you know,
which is awesome.
The great thing also about Area 51 is like, it's right off the freeway. It's really easy to be able to go and find too. It's like you basically jump off the freeway and boom, you're like right there.
Absolutely. And obviously, I mean, gosh, I hope everybody knows what Rocky Horror Picture Show is, but I mean, geez, that's a really super iconic film that came out in the 70s. You know, it was such a huge deal. Especially, I want to say, especially more, you know, in London and like more in the East Coast in the 80s, to just have a theater going on. And while the movie's playing on a big ass projector screen, you got the actors on stage performing it as well. But not to mention a parody, you know, making fun of it essentially too, just making it fun to watch. You know, there can be some boring parts of movies. That's when all the interesting things happen. Like, for example, you know, we've done other shows. We've done Repo, the Genetic Opera. We usually do that in October. We do something called the Devil's Carnival in April, which is what you and I were talking about last year when we did that episode. And yeah, I mean, obviously not every movie is intense action from beginning to end. So sometimes during those more boring parts of the movie, the cast will do interesting things to liven it up and like really get that audience engaged and laughing. We love that.
Right. See, and that's part of the beauty that comes with doing a shadow cast, like you were saying before. It's like you've got the film playing behind you, but yet there's still a live performance going on. So yeah, it's like during those parts where there's so much exposition going on, you all get to sit there and not take away from the film, but just add to it by having like a simple interaction, you know, or making a quick joke. You know, I've even seen some that kind of like look back over at the screen and are kind of responding back to the crowd and just kind of like miming like, do you all see what's going on behind me too? Okay, because look, I'm just making sure. This is all weird for all of us, okay? You know, so it's this really fun, different type of performance that, you know, I know we kind of touched on before on the last episode, but still not a lot of people are familiar with it.
Yeah. Well, and to some people, I mean, obviously, not everything is everybody's cup of tea, but there's plenty of us cosplay nerds around here that just love a nice live performance, especially from local talent. And we work hard. I mean, we're getting together every weekend, auditioning over and over again. We have great people. Kid Grimm. Gosh, Kid Grimm's been on your podcast a few times, hasn't he? Anybody who knows Kid Grimm, he's been directing. He's our director. I'm just an actor. You know, we're following his lead. We have I love it. We've been able to work with some local people from the cosplay community. Another one being Miss Madison Cancan. You've had Madison Cancan on your podcast before, right?
Oh yeah.
She's a tremendous artist. She knows how much I love her. Right. she did us the favor. She opened for us for our last show that we did. It wasn't Rocky. It was The Devil's Carnival. She did her like first ever 30-minute burlesque show.
Jeez.
To open for us. We did it at Area 51 back in April. And holy shit, that place, by the way, was packed. We filled it up to capacity, the room, the mm-hmm. part of area that we did it in. We ran out of chairs. We had to go to different parts to get more chairs because we filled it up to capacity. And it was beautiful. So great. Like, we were so shocked. I mean, we're just this local theater group. I mean, yeah, we bust our ass. Yeah, we work hard. And we just want to put on the best performance possible. But damn, it's just groups of people, four or five people at a time. Another group, another group, another group. And we're like, is this really happening right now? This is so great.
Right. Well, see, and that's the power of... You know, of having some of these really talented people, you know, where it's like where you've got Kid Grimm, you've got this person that understands not only so much about the film, but also understands so much about different effects work, you know, so he's able to go and really, you know, he's able to go and bring life to things that are otherwise very dry to be able to go and do, you know, especially Absolutely. When you're thinking of something as visually stunning as Rocky Horror Picture Show. You know, people have. If you've seen the movie, you understand what's going on, where it has this artistic feel that is so juxtaposed to what society would consider a norm that you really need to have someone that understands, you know, not only the film, but how people move. They need to understand the culture that goes within the film itself.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so you've got this remarkable talent that way. And like I said, we were talking about Maddie and how, you know... I'm going to try to keep it brief and not try to blow smoke up her butt too much, but I'm telling you, you know, her as a performer in all the different avenues that she has brings this light, this levity to everything that she does. So when you have someone that can bring this power, like this raw, unyielding, you know, talent to the stage, it's something where the performance you're going to get all the way around is going to blow people's mind. That's why you keep Absolutely. On getting these crowds, well, 3-4 people deep that just keep yeah. coming.
Well, that's why I wanted her as our pre-show, because I didn't know we were going to get a crowd that big. But talk about being able to manage a crowd. That lady, she knows her shit.
Yeah.
And it was a great way to just get them all riled up and good to go. And then we did our shadow cast performance. And like you were saying, just like the... You know, the skill that, you know, that is involved with doing it and stuff, the preparation. Mm-hmm. A lot of people might not understand just because it's a shadow cast. You might have some naysayers. Oh, geez, how hard is it to stand in front of a screen and watch a screen and mimic that? For starters, we make it a point not to look at the screen. Yeah. We don't always want to look at the screen. We want to look at the audience and try to go by sound cues. But at the same time, I mean, there's complications with it. You know, there's differences between a live performance that doesn't have the movie playing in the background mm-hmm. as opposed to a shadow cast performance where we are doing it. Obviously, you know, you could... Context is king. You can word anything to make it seem simple. It would be like saying, you know... What's the big deal about basketball? It's just about putting a ball through a circle.
Exactly.
That's stupid. So, you know, the naysayers out there, obviously they can just be like, oh, how hard is it to do something like that? But for people that could appreciate the art, it's freaking hard.
Yeah.
It requires auditioning. Rehearsal. It requires rehearsal. It requires practicing. And fortunately, I mean, it's not like we're the only group that does it either. There is, I'm sure you've probably heard of these people. They're called Out of the Shadows Theater mm-hmm. Group. God, they've been around obviously a lot longer than we have. We've only been around a couple years.
Right.
It was really cool. A few of our podcasts talk about, you know, local artists supporting local artists. They do their shots over at the Tower Theater, and me and Kid Grimm and a few other of my castmates, Tess, Colton, Damius, that's actually my producer's son, we dressed up as, we were cosplaying as characters from Repo the Genetic Opera. I don't know if I mentioned that, by the way, but they were doing Repo, they were doing the shadow cast of Repo the Genetic Opera. And so we cosplayed, because obviously we do Repo as well. We do it in October, but... We're like, hey, they're doing it. Let's dress up. Let's go. Let's show some support. We show up. They put on a great show. And then afterwards, yeah, they're like, hey, you know, cast is outside if you want photo ops. And I was dressed as Grave Robber because that's who I play when we do Repo. And so I immediately went and found their Grave Robber.
There you go.
I guess it was a dude named James. I don't know him, but he was really cool. He was really nice. And he did a great job. Yeah. And it's so cool to just like be able to intermingle with, like, holy shit, you guys do it too. You guys feel our pain. You guys feel my pain more than I do.
Right. Well, see, and that's really, it's really cool, and it's really enlightening as far as the camaraderie that you all can go and have, where, you know, it like there isn't this competitive and dark nature. It's like, no, it's like, you're doing a fantastic job. Oh my God. You know, it's like you guys were able to go and pull, like, we know how difficult that part was, absolutely. And you guys were able to go and do that beautifully. Or when it's like, oh my God, I never thought about doing things that way. And it's not about like, oh, let me see how they do it so that way I can steal things.
Oh, no, I know,
it's
right?
It's literally
I'm gonna do it better.
You know, it's tantamount to you know, as from what, you know, from the things that I love, like, I love stand-up comedy, but I love seeing stand-up comedy. So Absolutely. Even when I was trying, you know, going out to open mics all the time, I loved going and seeing other people perform, because it was like, oh my God, you did a premise that I've been working on and laboring on, had no idea how to do, and you execute it fantastically. And it got me inspired, like, man, I got to write, you know, and whatnot. It's like, it was never about being competitive or being like, I'm going to take that. It was all about, like, you inspire me to do so much more. Thank you.
Yeah,
you
know? I love to support local talent. And honestly, I was the first one of their shows I've ever seen. I was happy to be there. I was glad I got pictures with the cast and stuff, especially Grave Robber and Grave Robber.
Yeah.
You know, and so they did a tremendous job. And you know, to what you were saying, I mean, as far as the whole competition thing, I'm sure there's a few, you know, out there. I'm sure there's a few bitter heads, you know, that might look at it as kind of a negative thing. But that definitely was not the point. We showed up for positivity and support. And their cast, they were so nice. Like, everybody I talked to, they were just so nice. And I made a ton of friends while I was there. It was really awesome to do. That's what I love. I love just mingling into the cosplay community and meeting other cosplay, like-minded people and doing similar things. That's how, I mean, gosh, some of my friends that have come to the Shadowcast shows, they're people that I've met in the cosplay community, and they see things, you know, there's the Instagram account, there's Facebook, they see updates, costume updates and stuff, by the way. Oh, by the way, should I probably plug that, Instagram account, by the way?
Probably should.
Cosplay Productions UT. All one word, by the way. Cosplay Productions UT. No spaces, no punctuations, just Cosplay Productions UT. Please follow us on Instagram. We definitely post quite a few updates, and it's a lot of fun.
Quite a bit more regularly from what I remember when you were last on, where I was like, I think there were only like 3 or 4 posts, and I think there was like a solid month before another one came out. Now it's like, you guys are regular with doing just like updates and things like that.
It's very encouraged. It's like, let's, you know, and we show a little bit behind the scenes too. Just we're just normal people. We're just people having fun. We're just a bunch of nerds on stage. Right. There was one time, one of the pictures on the Instagram account, there was one time where it was actually during rehearsal for Rocky Horror. Our Brad and Janet, their names are Damius and Tess. Our Brad and Janet, they're doing their thing. They're doing their scene. Suddenly, our Janet, she's got to go. She had to go to like a wedding rehearsal. Like I said, normal people doing normal things. We're just doing the best we can. So she had to leave early. And so for the rest of the rehearsal, Damius, our Brad, he just grabs this random dead body prop that we've used during Repo. And he's just, you can even see on the Instagram account, if you scroll through it, you'll see he's just standing there and he's just holding up this, it's technically a mannequin, and it's wrapped up in like plastic wrap. It looks like your typical, like, just kind of dead body.
Yeah.
He's just kind of holding it and just kind of did the rest of the show holding nice. This dead body. It was great. That dead body, by the way, the first time I had ever seen that, it scared the shit out of me. Random, and I'll make it short. It's a random sidebar, but we used it as a dead body. It's nothing too fancy. It wasn't gory or anything. It's just, we took a mannequin. My producer, who's a fucking genius, by the way, Kathleen Gerwick, she's the brains behind our cosplay productions organization. She's good at making props. She's good at makeup. Well, she took this mannequin. She gave it a head, gave it some legs, wrapped it up in plastic. You know, it was just something easy just for me to use as the dead body during the graveyard scene in Repo, the Genetic Opera. Well, that's in October. After we do that show, we're done for the rest of the year. She decides to take that And she made it look a little bit more realistic, like a body. And she freaking hung it upside down from her tree. So one, I think it's during the cast party. I'm sitting here, you know, I'm pulling into her driveway. Hey, let's, you know, cast party. It's our rap party. We're all going to get together. We're going to have some drinks. We're going to have fun. I pull in. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what it? There's a fucking dead body hanging from her tree.
See, that's the moment where...
A fucking dead body hanging from her tree!
All the power to you for continuing on. I'm telling you right now, as a short black guy, that's when I sit there looking, going, I'm out!
Oh my God!
I'm out! No, I'm in Utah! No! No!
Not where I was going with that one, but I love it. That is a very good point. I feel like I shouldn't be bitching now. No. Stefan's over here looking at me like, excuse me? And you're complaining why?
It's less about that, more along the lines of there's a reason why everyone I hang out with, I tell them like, don't freak me out. All right, you're expecting, ha! What you're going to get is, nope, in a dust trail.
Yep, I'm getting the hell out of here.
This is where I die in movies. All right, Brandon, I'm talking to you. You're Brandon. You've been talking about trying to do a ghost show.
Not happening.
At least not with me.
So that was it was a good prop. To her credit, great job. You know, she hung it. It was hanging a dead body upside down, hanging from a tree. It was just a prop. But, you know, when you don't know that's going to be there, great, tremendous reaction from me. So that's on the Instagram account as well. So, you know, I just try to document as much of our shenanigans as we can. We're just a bunch of normal people having a lot of fun. Sorry about that outburst, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, what were we talking about? Rocky Horror Picture Show, is that a thing?
Yeah, a little bit.
So for anybody who doesn't know what that is, please, I urge you, go find it. It's a movie. It came out in the 70s, starring Tim Curry as the main character, Dr. Frankenfurter. Dude, he's going to be at Comic-Con. I already have my photo op purchased.
We talked a little bit yesterday, you know, about what, you know, your plan is and whatnot. But I'm telling you, how many people do you think are going to try to do his voice?
All right.
That very particular cadence.
That's a good point. How many people are going to be dressed up as Frankenfurter?
Oh my God.
Right? I'm excited for what we have in mind, because I'm going to be there with my friend Autumn. She plays Magenta in our show, and anybody who, obviously this is more for the people who know Rocky Horror Picture Show, you know, Riff Raff and Magenta, the brother and sister with that little incestual vibe in between them. But anyway, fortunately it works chemistry wise, because I happen to think Autumn's super hot anyway, so it works.
There you go.
And she's a good actress, because she's able to pretend like she finds me attractive as well. You know, it works. But anyway.
Performance.
But anyway, towards the end of the movie, you know, they change into their gold space outfits. You know, he's no longer wearing the butler outfit with the hunchback, and she's no longer wearing that French maid outfit. They're wearing these really awesome gold space costumes. And, you know, that's pretty much going to be our plan.
See,
we're going to go ahead and meet him looking like that.
I think that is absolutely perfect, you know, and for anyone that also, you know, it might not have that readily over inside your mind and whatnot. You actually did that during Pride, didn't you?
I did. I did. Yes. Was anybody at Pride, by the way?
A few thousand.
Gosh, dude, I read a headline that it broke like 100,000 people.
I believe it.
I am so happy about that. I am a huge supporter. Anybody who knows me, they know I'm 100% male. They know I'm 100% heterosexual. But they also know I'm 100% advocate. I am such a supporter, and I love the concept of Pride. I love coming in and celebrating and just spreading the love and meeting all, seeing all my friends and meeting new ones. And yes, you know, what a great environment that was to walk around as a character from Rocky Horror Picture Show and have people recognize you. Riff Raff!
See?
Now, granted, I didn't get as much of a reaction and as much recognition as my man Jim. my buddy Jim, who is playing Dr. Frankenfurter in our show, by the way, in our Shadowcast. Wow, he looks great. Like, the makeup looks great. The costume looks great. You can see that, again, you can see that on the Instagram account, by the way. Cosplay Productions, UT, Cosplay Productions, UT, Cosplay Productions, UT. I'm not doing anything subliminal. But anyway, go check out the fucking Instagram account! God, you know, you really got to get rid of that guy who's shouting out there.
You know, I'll do what I can, but, you know, I'm not going to start confrontation right now. I'll let this go on, and then, you know, after we wrap up real quick, we'll kick some ass.
I'll help you. But I will admit, you know, I didn't quite get as much recognition because he's the iconic guy. You know, he's the guy. We did a photo shoot in our costumes, you know, promotional photo shoot. We're using his picture in our flyers and in our cover shots because that's what people recognize. And I just, I loved all the love that we got, like, while we were at the Pride Festival. And yes, to answer your question in this really long-winded answer, by the way, Jesus Christ, what was the question again? I believe you were walking around as Riff Raff at the Pride Festival.
It's been a long time since I asked it, so I don't quite remember.
Oh, shit, he's got the gray hair. He's aged.
Damn, Skippy.
I love it. Damn, you do good on the voices. You are a voice actor, aren't you? But the Pride Festival was a huge success. We loved it. They have a karaoke stage, you know, that they run every year. And it was really awesome. Again, on the Instagram account, you could see it, you know, because pics or video or it didn't happen. I have all the proof on the Instagram account. Our Brad and Janet, those people I mentioned earlier, Tess and Damius, they decided to karaoke that song, Damn It, Janet. And they were dressed in their costumes. They looked like Brad and Jen. They were out there just doing their bit. We did the Time Warp as well. Me and my nice. Magenta. We sing the Time Warp really well. And we will just sit there and do the actual scene and stuff. On top of that, too, later on that night. So obviously, what Pride was Friday, Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So Saturday, after being there all day, I had a gig that night. By the way, shit, I forgot to mention this. I happen to be a karaoke DJ, too, on top of everything else.
He does the segue for me.
I am a karaoke DJ, for anybody who didn't know that. Plenty of you do, I'm sure. That's actually another Instagram account to watch for. Blackout Entertainment. Black_out_entertainment. Follow that Instagram account because there is plenty of awesome cosplay content going on there. The reason why, because I'm not only just a regular karaoke DJ, I host cosplay karaoke once a month. I do work for Wolfman Dan. A lot of you know who that is. He is such a stud, by the way. He's been such a great boss. He had me take over cosplay karaoke. It happens once a month. It's the first Saturday of every month over at the Ice House. Do you know that bar?
A little bit, you know. Definitely learned more from, you know, last time you were on with, you know.
That's,
yeah, Devil's Carnival.
Yeah, that's weird, too. That's what makes things a small world. Before I ever worked for him, we were doing shit. We got our start. Cosplay Productions got our start at the Ice House. We did our first ever show in October of 2016. We did the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And we did it at the Ice House. Perfect. Because David Morris, such a fucking stud as he is, he gave us a shot. He gave us the spot, and we did it over at the Ice House. So, people, please, give the Ice House some love. It's an awesome bar. I also happen to be a vegan. They have great vegan options.
Nice.
I that's one of the big reasons why I love going there. Because not only do I like my alcohol, but damn, I love my vegan food. And they have good vegan food there.
And kind of like a slight aside, vegan food is very difficult to come by locally. So especially, you know, it's like there you have like a handful of outlets, but especially having somewhere where, yeah, you can get a drink and also be able to go and get vegan food, like, that does not go on all that often. So you're selling me on something right now.
Absolutely, dude. I love them. I love the staff there. I love David. I love the place overall. So that's actually where we got our start. We did Rocky Horror Picture Show. Then we did the Devil's Carnival. Like the next year, it was 2017. We did the Devil's Carnival there. We did rock. We did one of our Rocky Horror Picture Shows again last year. We did it at the Ice House as well. So, and this is all before I ever worked for Blackout Entertainment. Black_out_entertainment on Instagram, by the way, find us and follow the awesome cosplaying. So on top of all that, yes, once a month, it's the first Saturday of every month, we do cosplay karaoke at the Ice House. By the way, that address is 7th East, 4800 South in Murray. And it's been great. Obviously there's the other place that does it there. We all know, I'm sure most of us actually know about the Union. They do plenty of their cosplay nights as well.
Yeah.
And a shitload of my friends actually, they go there on the regular. Me personally, I haven't been able to make it because unfortunately as a karaoke DJ, I'm booked every weekend.
Those nights just happen to, you know, it's like, okay, I want to go and I'm working.
I feel like in the last 6 months, I went to like one cosplay night over with Neff and Bill over at the Union, because that was like one rare Saturday night off that I had. I'm booked every Friday night. I technically don't have a weekly show on Saturdays, but I'm always covering. So I'm always covering for somebody. So it's like, I'm always booked.
Right.
And it's like, all of my cosplay friends are there every time. And they do such a great job. They look so good. So it was actually kind of a great coincidence. It was my friend Deanna. She was like debuting her Belle look. And anybody who knows me, they know that I'm mostly known as Disney's Beast. I cosplay as Disney's Beast a lot. For plenty of like, you know, side gigs or like, you know, parties or mainly just volunteer appearances.
Yeah.
I mean, that would explain my personal Instagram account. I'm beast.alcoser. Like, that's actually my Instagram handle at beast.alcoser, by the way. So follow me on Instagram too, right, if you'd like. I'd
doing
love
all
that
this
too.
Plugging for other things and I know, yet right? Still never got himself. There you go.
There's me too, yeah. So, I mean, gosh, how many? That's three Instagram accounts now? Jesus Christ. But anyway, she reached out to me and said, hey, are you going to go to the cosplay night over at the Union? And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can. I want to, but I have a gig. And it's like, well, if you can, I'm just debuting my Belle. You know, and she looked amazing, by the way. Yeah. That's on my personal Instagram account, those pictures. She looked so amazing. And I just, you know, I'm like, I would love to, I'll try, I'll see what I can do. Fortunately, I did. Yeah, I didn't have to cover for my buddy who was doing a gig here in American Fork.
Yeah.
And I threw on my Beast costume. I went up there and I met her up there. I told her I was going to make it. And the pictures from Mr. Mark Lurcher, by the way, we all know who he is, turned out so tremendous, dude. I was so glad that I was able to make it. And I saw all these people that I miss that I just don't see.
Right.
But just throwing it out there to all you awesome cosplayers who do go, you can find me. I mean, what, you know, first Saturday of every month, I'm doing cosplay karaoke myself over at the Ice House in Murray. I'd love to see you guys there. A few people actually have come. My man Eric, everybody knows Eric.
Yeah.
Mr. Data from Star Trek, I mean, sorry. I did not say Star Wars, I said Star Trek.
I'll hold it against you this time.
Definitely the best Data I've ever seen.
Right?
I did a fundraiser for an animal sanctuary, and he showed up as Ector from Coco.
Nice.
That's another, you could find that on all these Instagram accounts. If you follow these Instagram accounts, you could see all this awesome shit. He looked amazing. And of course, what a visual this is. He, of course, karaoke'd a song from Coco.
There you go.
And it was such a great visual because he did so good. And why do you look so good? Why are you this good at cosplaying, Eric? I love it. He inspired me to do Genie. I was Genie from Aladdin for Halloween.
Freaking rad.
Yeah, did you see those? Those pictures are around.
No.
Yeah, my daughter decided she wanted to be Jasmine, Princess Jasmine. And I'm looking at my physique saying, oh, hell no, I don't want to be Aladdin. Hell no, I'm not walking around topless with just a vest on.
Right.
I am not DJ. Which we've seen him cosplay as Aladdin, of course.
See?
You know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
I love you, DJ, by the way. I hope you're listening. But anyway. I don't have, anyway, I don't have a body that great. So I'm like, well, how about Genie? He's a big dude. You know, I can make that work. And so I reached out to Eric and said, hey, do you have any suggestions? And, you know, what do you think about me doing this? His immediate reaction, his immediate answer was, I'd say the more the better. I'd love it if you would dress up as Genie. You have my blessing. And he gave me a few suggestions. He sent me a link on where he got his blue bald cap from.
Perfect.
This is what I'm talking about. Just cosplay people supporting, just artists supporting artists.
Yeah.
We love this.
Yeah, right? See, and then that's where, you know, especially, like I said, it's like when it comes to, you know, the Shadowcast performances, and then, you know, you get as far as, you know, just the general cosplay, just sort of like enthusiasm, even going into these events, you know, like cosplay karaoke, you see everyone just having this, you know, this really like excited attitude as far as like, oh my God, yeah, you know, and especially when you can bring over, like, with cosplay, a lot of people, you know, worldwide always just look at as far as like, oh, well, I take some pictures and, you know, and I dress up, maybe go over to a con and, well, that's my cosplay. But like over here, it's something where it's like, no, I'm going to go over to cosplay karaoke and I'm going to have this great time. So all of a sudden you start meeting other cosplayers, but then you start having these more influential, like, moments with them where it's like, it's not just us hanging out at a con. It's us all of a sudden losing our mind to a, you know, feeling like, do you feel like singing some Whitney Houston?
Absolutely.
Dude, let's do this!
Well, and at cosplay karaoke, only at cosplay karaoke are you going to find these great visuals. I've had a Maui, my friend Gleason, he does... He works with me with the Legacy Initiative cosplay team. He does such a great Maui. And he came to one of my nights, cosplay karaoke nights, and he obviously went up there and sang You're Welcome.
Right?
Like, how great is that? My friend Maddie, a different Maddie, not Madison Cancan, but my other friend Maddie... was at that same event dressed as Anna from Frozen. And nice. She came to cosplay karaoke, went up there and sang, have you ever, was it, do you want to build a snowman? It was First Time in Forever.
Yeah.
It was that song. I have so many gigs. They all run together. But yeah, she sang for the first time in forever, and it was such a great visual. I mean, I've dressed up as Beast, and obviously that night that I went over to the Union with Deanna, we sang Beauty and the Beast, of course! I'm going to sing that!
Right?
I don't care how shitty of a singer I am.
Well, you know, give yourself some credit, man.
I could hide behind a good singer's voice.
Most of us try to.
So it was great to see, you know, Eric there. It's like, holy shit, I haven't seen you in forever, because I just simply can't make it over to the Union. So it was really super awesome of him to come show up. I've seen Orbit there, you know Orbit.
Yeah,
he came to one of my gigs too. I was super stoked about that. He was like kind of steampunkish. Nice. And of course he sang, because he's an awesome singer. He's a charismatic fucker, that guy is. And so that was always a lot of fun. But yeah, I mean, and when my boss, you know, Wolfman Dan, everybody knows who he is, he's the guy who originally, you know, kind of started the cosplay karaoke thing.
Yeah.
You know, when he found out that I was over there, he made it a point to let me know, to first off ask how everybody's doing, but also let me know. He's like, yeah, I was like, I'm glad that you were able to make it over there. How was it? Was it a lot of fun and this and that? Just basically letting me know that, like, hey, I understand that they do their thing and you work, you know, you do the same thing, but just kind of somewhere else. He kind of made it a point to let me know that, like, things were great. Like, things were cool. Basically be like, yeah, I don't care. That's cool. How was it? You know, did you have fun and stuff? And how is everybody? Because he, you know, he knows everybody there.
Yeah.
And he misses them. he's not only is he my boss, he's a good personal friend of mine. And he's just, we've had private conversations where he's just expressed that he's like, I miss these people.
Yeah.
I miss all of them.
Yeah.
So, but things, you know, he's a busy man. He's doing his own thing and doing other gigs and other projects. So when he asked me to take over cosplay karaoke, I was stoked. I'm like, yeah. First off, I love the Ice House. I love cosplay karaoke. If you didn't have me running it, I'm going to go to all your freaking gigs anyway.
See?
So yeah, might as well. And it's been great. I've been able to do some fundraisers because of it. Did a fundraiser for that animal sanctuary, Ching Farm Animal Sanctuary. That was a lot of fun. Also, with Ice House being a very vegan-friendly bar, we had plenty of vegans there, which was great.
Nice.
I've pulled a fundraiser for Cosplay Productions themselves, which was really nice. You know, speaking of the Time Warp and us doing it, you know, it was nice to have the cast there in costume, because obviously when I was doing the Cosplay Productions fundraiser, I was dressed as Riff Raff, because that's who I play in the show. And it's nice to be able to like recreate that scene with a microphone in hand, singing the song.
Right.
You know, just same with my man Jim, our guy Jim, who plays Frankenfurter. He of course went up there and karaoke'd "Sweet Transvestite," and he had the support of me and Autumn going up there and doing the scene with him because we love that song.
Dude,
I told him just look at it as kind of an extra rehearsal.
Yeah, see, and that's literally what I was just thinking. Like, how cool is it got to be
for people's viewing pleasures?
Yeah, it's like you can sit there and you know go like, okay, you know, you guys are performing and you're. It's more about you guys are having fun, and then all of a sudden, towards the end, you go, okay, well, that basically was almost like doing the performance. So you kind of give people that way of like, oh my god, that was so awesome to be able to see when they're already like kind of like non-assuming like. Wow, that was really, really fun. I kind of now really want to go to the actual like performance because it's
like I'm already comfortable and I've already seen part of it. That was a great time. Let's do it again, you know.
Exactly, and it was such a great time. And the reason why there's pictures and videos on the Instagram account is because just people that were there who were enjoying it, they pulled out their phones, took some videos, and they sent it straight to me. I'm like, shit, yeah, I'm putting this on the Instagram account. Yeah. People need to see this. It was a lot of fun. I was dressed in my gold costume, but it didn't matter. I was still doing my thing.
I'm still there. I'm representing.
Exactly. So it was, you know, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a great gig. Like having my cosplay friends show up, having meeting new cosplay friends showing up. Not to mention the new generation. You know, I have plenty of cosplay friends that I do like volunteering spots with mm-hmm. that, you know, aren't quite 21 yet.
Yeah.
And then like when they are 21, it's like, well, come on over, let's do this. We've been able to get some pretty cool visuals because of it. And I love it when people come. Not saying it's required. It's not even required to sing. It's not required mm-hmm. to dress up, of course. But just when somebody purposely goes out of their way to dress up as a character and then come to my gig to sing a song from that movie, it just makes me really happy.
Right.
You know, I'm like, I have to get this on video because I'm going to watch this later. And just like I was mentioning about Eric earlier, my daughter, she's actually out and we're looking at him outside. My kids are out in the backyard playing right now as we record this.
Right.
My daughter, she's 5 years old, huge fan of Coco. So that visual was just great to see. You know, he's dressed as Hector from Coco. He's sitting there singing a song on stage. I catch a video of it. So, of course, my daughter, when she asks how cosplay karaoke went, I'm showing her some pictures. I'm showing her some videos. And it just stuck with her. So randomly, like a month and a half later, she just randomly brings it up. Hey, nice. Who's your friend who dressed as Hector? I'm like, what are you talking about? Hector. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I pull out my phone, I show her the video. She's like, huh, what's his name? It's Eric. Oh, wow, he looks like Hector. And then that was the end of the conversation. She went over, grabbed the movie, put it in the DVD player, in the Blu-ray player.
Perfect.
And apparently I was watching Coco that day. So of course I have to reach out to Eric and let him know, dude, I just want to let you know that you've just influenced my daughter's day just randomly. This is the great part of what you do. And this is why I encourage all my local cosplay friends to just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, it's like it's something where, you know, especially when, like, I will tell you right now, one of the reasons why I always love having, it's like I love having you on the podcast is because of the energy you bring. Because it's like us just sitting here talking about this, I'm like, you know, I might need to run a mile after this.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, it's like it's that same energy. You know, I can just imagine as far as the energy you're bringing, you know, to all the performances, to being, you know, being the KJ and just being able to share that with everyone. And I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, it is so much fun to go over to, you know, over to karaoke and why people like, hell yeah, dude, let's do this. Let's have fun. You know, it's not like you don't have to worry about the, oh my god, and people are gonna see me sing. It's like, no, we're gonna have a freaking great time, dude. Oh, this is awesome.
Dude, that's my favorite part about doing the whole karaoke gigs, by the way. Obviously people get shy.
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking that at all. I definitely do not have a problem with that. But my honest to god opinion, and this is gonna sound like I'm bullshitting because it's my job, because I'm a karaoke DJ, but I shit you not, dude. I don't believe in bad singers. There's no such thing as a bad singer, in my opinion. I mean, of course, I'm my own biggest critic. I think I suck at singing. I think I suck at everything. But that's just a little, you know, self, you know, whatever the word is.
Right. You basically kind of have that. It's like, everyone's a fantastic singer.
Except for me.
Exactly. Exactly. Self-criticism. That's what I meant to say. I criticize myself all the time. But when it comes to, that's not the point. I mean, if you happen to have a tremendous voice and you go up there and you show off and you get a huge reaction from the crowd, that's great too. We love that. But by no means is anybody going to boo you. You know, if you go up there and you're not, and you don't think that you did the best, or if you mess up, you're still going to get cheered. It's all about the invite. It's all about having fun. That's the thing about it, getting people from all kinds of people from all kinds of places coming out. You know, you've seen your typical, you know, your cowboys, you know, I'm doing gigs where you get your cowboys, you got your rap fans, you got your, you know, all sorts of different people. People that want to sing pop that just look the part and stuff like that. And then you got me, the guy who's hosting it. I'm usually wearing a vest and a tie, sometimes a fedora. You know, you got all these different types of people together, and karaoke is what brings them together. You see this dude, he goes up there and he kills a song and he loves it. Yeah, that's the best part of karaoke. So I don't believe there's such thing as a bad singer. Some people will come up to me and they'll kind of, as like a preset, they're just like, yeah, I'm gonna butcher this song, just so you know. And I'm like, no such thing, dude. When you get up there, I guarantee you I'm gonna love it. And they do. And then I love it. And then, oh, whatever, it's just your job, you have to say that. I'm like, fuck that, no!
Right?
Like, no, this is, I know it's my job, but I do this because I legitimately enjoy this.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as going up there and bombing. Like, it's about having fun. It's about the experience. So, and I get, you know, some people have stage fright, and I have no problem with that at all. I don't want anybody doing anything that they're not comfortable with.
Yeah.
But for those people, I mean, as somebody who used to be shy, I used to be shy. I mean, I still think I suck. So it's not like I think I got any better, but I used to be shy. You know, I never want to do anything that I'm not comfortable with. So I mean, I get it. I know what it takes to build up that courage to get up there and try something new.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if I'm going to tolerate somebody talking shit about that person, which it kind of has happened, you know, it, once in a while. It's very rare, but I've had somebody come up and be like, oh man, I could kill that song so much better than them. And I'm like, yeah, that's nice, pal. Yeah, I'm sitting there enjoying it, and like, can I sing the song once they're done and show them how it's done? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not really in the business of putting people down, so you need to take that shit somewhere else, dude.
Yeah, like, it's like, dude, why is it being confrontational? Let's just have a good time.
I'm like, that's not really the point of this. The point of this isn't to bash people. The point is to kind of have fun. So if you're not with it, why don't you go to the other side of the bar?
Yeah. You know, so
that's just kind of, you know, that's kind of like the environment. It's a good, it's a fun, and it's a safe environment.
Freaking awesome.
Of just getting out there and doing what you like to do. And I love it because I build a following. I build regulars. People understand because I'm, you know, we know what we're doing. The sound, it sounds good. I've gotten compliments that have just warmed my heart from people. Like, I love going to your gigs, George, because the sound quality, it sounds great. You care. You're sitting there with the mixer, but you're making sure everything sounds as best as possible. As opposed to just, hey, you're next. Come on up. All right, Stefan. Then you go up there, you sing your song once you're done. And then once you're done, George.
Yep.
It's like, come on, no. They'll throw a little personality in there. Why don't you care? And then they don't, you know, and then not touching the mixer board at all. Like, no, I'm hired to entertain, and I'm hired to give you the best show possible. And that's what I thoroughly intend to do.
Right. See, and like I said, it's like that's the coolest part about, you know, like I said, kind of doing what you're doing and whatnot. Now I do have a quick question for you, okay? And I think I mentioned this a little bit last night, but you want to make the short dark thing over here happy. If there's a chance that Walkie Talkie Man is in that lineup, I'm going to lose my mind.
I looked into it last night, by the way. I got bad news. I'm sorry.
Dang it!
Yep. I will admit, because, you know, after we parted ways last night, I told you I had to go to the Ice House to meet my boss, meet up with Wolfman, because he has a normal Thursday night gig. I went to him right away, and I said, hey, Walkie Talkie Man, by chance, will you look it up? Is it possible? Because that's the thing about it. Not every song is legally allowable to be karaoke. I know, and I know you could pretty much find anything on YouTube, but we only do legal karaokeing. Yep. You know, places out there that do pirated or YouTube, you know, the unlicensed karaokeing, they get away with it until they don't anymore.
Yep.
But that's one thing about our clients. They never have to worry about legality. You will never, if you hire us, book us for gigs, you will never have to worry about getting audited. You'll never have to worry about getting in trouble because we only do legal karaoke. I had him look it up right away. I'm like, well, it's still fresh in my mind. Do we have walkie-talkie, man? Because if we do, I have a very important person that we'll get over here. And he looked up. He's like, nope, not possible. I'm like, shit!
Damn you, Stereogram!
Right? And that's the thing. That's something that a lot of people don't understand, that they don't know about karaoke. It has to do with the artists themselves.
Yeah.
If the artists themselves don't want it to be karaoke'd, it not legally allowable.
Right.
So I did look into it for you immediately. I'm talking within maybe a half hour to an hour after we parted ways, because I went straight to Murray. And I brought it up right away. He had to update my computer. He had to do a couple things for me. He had to give me something else for a fundraiser. And I'm like, hey, immediately, can you look up Walkie Talkie Man, please?
There you go. See, I know you care. I know you care. Now, all of a sudden, Stereogram will be getting an email tonight as far as like, will you please release the license for this song?
Exactly.
I love you, but come on! So, yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of how it works too. If there's a song I don't have in my library, I'll make note of it right away, and I will look into getting it as soon as possible. If it's available, like legally allowed to be karaoke, we'll get it downloaded, we'll get it installed, and it's like, I'll have it for you next time.
Perfect.
It's like, it's definitely something I'll, but, so I did look into that, unfortunately not.
There you go. Well, dude, I'm so glad, like we were kind of saying, like, things, you know, definitely ramped up. Dude, you've been killing it. Oh my God, you've been killing it. You know, so this, I really wish that we had, like, a lot more time to kind of be able to really go into and whatnot, but
oh gosh, yeah, I don't want to bore these people to death.
You kidding me?
For another couple hours.
Look, all right, we need to go and be able to sit down, because I'm pretty sure you and I could break the podcast length, record as far as at least this podcast. I'm not thinking about trying to go Joe Rogan long.
Oh, I know, right?
But well, now that I think about it, we could.
Probably. I mean, we both are big time chatterboxes, dude. I'm sure we could talk for hours about nothing.
That's the bad part. Yes, we could.
But overall, yeah. I mean, it's I love what you do. Obviously your listeners are listening right now. I became a listener because some of my friends were getting on the podcast. I love what you do. I love the, you know, reaching out to local talent and doing what you do. And I love that you've been able to grow. Like, your success has just been, it's been really good to see, man.
It's like I said, it's like, this is a labor of love. I will only keep on doing this as long as I continue to love it. And thank God I continue to love it. So
hell yeah, yeah. Man.
Despite the endless amount of hours that this keeps me awake.
Oh, I hear you, man. I am constantly, but when it's like a rehearsal, photo shoot, we got conventions to go to where we have to set up booths and like advertise. There's the actual freaking show itself.
Yup.
There's keeping up with the social media. There's on top of that, I work a regular day job. I work like 45 hours at a regular day job. You know, I have kids too, but I have two kids and I'm a busy guy.
I know your struggle so well.
If I didn't, like, seriously, I would not be able to do what I did if it wasn't for such a great supporting cast, you know. Yeah. like my castmates are great, my coworkers are great, I have a good boss that works with me and stuff. My kid's mom, by the way, baby mama, she's a fantastic person. I'm divorced, by the way, for anybody who doesn't know, but my kid's mom happens to be one of my very best friends, and without her support, I guarantee you I wouldn't be able to do half the shit that I do.
Yeah.
So thank goodness for that, Trisha, shout out. Anyway. But anyway, yeah, you know, but just to wrap up, because I know we're getting there. You know, please, guys, come. If you are a fan of Rocky Horror Picture Show, come check it out. The movie, you could find the movie anywhere. You could watch it at home, but there's nothing like a live performance. If you have never been to a live performance, you are what they call, the community calls, a virgin, quote unquote virgin, and they will put a nice red V on your forehead with some red lipstick, and you are experiencing a live performance of Rocky Horror Picture Show for the first time, and I hope we see you there, because we put on a great, we work hard. It's a great, fun, interactive show. We get the audience involved. You should see how it works out. Like, once the time warp part of the movie comes on, audience members stand up and they start doing the dance with us. Cause it's very easy, you know, very easy, dance, I mean, to go with. So it will be happening this June 23rd. That's in, as of us recording this podcast, that's only a couple weeks away. Get your tickets now. I would recommend getting your tickets now because there's only a limited amount of space. Like I said, we filled up the venue on the Devil's Carnival. And if you've never heard of the Devil's Carnival, it's perpetuating my point. For a show that you've never heard of, we filled up the freaking venue.
Yeah.
Because people just kept coming in. So, I mean, as a matter of fact, it's still going to be at Area 51, but we have to move upstairs to the upstairs stage because it's bigger. The room is bigger, nice. So you can fit more people in. And Rocky Horror Picture Show is something that people have heard of. So it's definitely going to sell out. I would recommend getting your tickets in advance. You can do that, by the way, by checking out the PayPal. www.paypal.me/cosplayproductionsut. I'll say that again. www.paypal.me/cosplayproductionsut. Just put it all in one word, no spaces. Cosplay Productions UT probably sounds vaguely familiar because you might have heard that before. I hear it's an Instagram account. I'm not sure. But just in case, maybe you should check it out. You know, fire up the old Instagram machine and type in one word, Cosplay Productions UT. And give us a follow. We'll follow you back. We have some really cool shit to that we put on. Not to mention, like I said, about Blackout Entertainment. Blackout Entertainment's the company that I work for that puts on cosplay karaoke. Black_out_entertainment. That's the Instagram account. Check us out, too. You're going to see plenty of really awesome cosplay stuff there, too. Not to mention me personally. I'm George Alcoser, but my Instagram is at beast.alcoser. So beast.alcoser. Follow, if you could, follow those three Instagram accounts. I'd love to follow you back. I'd love to see what you got to show me, and I'd love to bust my ass to show you some great content. But as far as this show goes, it's Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a live Shadowcast performance. It's June 23rd at 6 p.m. Tickets are only $10, and it's happening at Club Area 51. A lot of you already know what that place is. It's a great place. If you don't, though, it's in downtown Salt Lake. It's 451 South, 400 West, Salt Lake City. It is an all-ages performance. We're being sponsored, by the way. We have sponsors. If there's anybody around here who doesn't know what Pibs Exchange is, by the way.
Nice!
That's one of our sponsors, by the way. Pibs Exchange. They are located in Sugar House. It's 1147 South Ashton Avenue in Salt Lake City. Not to mention another one of our sponsors is Blackout Entertainment itself, by the way. I talked to my boss, Wolfman Dan. He was a stud, dude. They're sponsoring us.
Nice.
So Blackout Entertainment. Check out the website, www.blackoutentertainment.rocks. You heard that right. Not .com. www.blackoutentertainment.rocks. You could, you know, book gigs and stuff. You could even book me personally. I do private gigs, by the way.
Nice.
And I bust my ass for you to give you the best show possible. So, you know, check all those things out. Obviously, you guys know I'm a karaoke DJ. You could find me every Wednesday night at a place called The Royal. It's over in, like, that Murray area. The address is 4760 South 900 East. That's in Salt Lake City. I do a weekly gig there. Regular karaoke, not cosplay karaoke. Although you are more than welcome to dress up.
It's just a jump to the left. Put your hands on your hips.